You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The Ruby Frankie case, it's one of those true crime stories that leaves you with far more questions than answers. We're not just talking about a vlogger turned abuser. This is a case that involves extreme control, religious fanaticism, and what some experts have described as a cult-like grip on an entire family. But today, we're not focusing on Ruby. We're looking at Kevin Frankie, the husband who stayed. He has regrets. We'll talk about that in a moment. The man who says he still loves the woman who tortured their children. The man who many believe could have stopped this but didn't. So the question we have to ask is, was Kevin Frankie a manipulated victim of the same psychological coercion that destroyed his family? Or was he a man who failed his kids, ignored the red flags, and is now just trying to clean up the mess? Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us for the conversation. I got to ask about this. What do we know about the way manipulative personalities can slowly, insidiously take over not just one person, but an entire household? And what sort of psychological factors could explain why Kevin stayed so long, even when his children were clearly suffering?
It's counterintuitive that somebody would do this, but when you look at the dynamics of the Jody Hildebrand cult, which I don't think there's any other good word to describe it, you can start to make sense of it. The sense of her as an authority figure who was validated by the LDS faith, and people that were raised in this kind of hierarchy where you listen to the authorities as the voice of God, in essence, it really sets them up for what I have always termed with Kevin, this pathological passivity. You know, he went along, even before Jody, with very harsh parenting, which I think we can always say withholding food from children is abuse. I don't think there's a gray area with that. And so even though Ruby seems to be the overt abuser, Kevin's pathological passivity was certainly a piece of it, because as you said, he could have stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
And he left all decisions, apparently, regarding discipline up to Ruby. And then once Jody became involved, things amplified. She was the gasoline on the fire, and it really propelled into something that ultimately could have killed the kids. So in my view, he was complicit. He was neglectful. But he was manipulated. All three of those things can be true.
You're exactly right. They all can be true. It now comes down to people are still, you know, they're out for blood. How could you do this? How could you let this happen to your children? And he tries to explain it in the new documentary that's coming out on Hulu, which I found to be very interesting from what I've seen thus far. By the time this is out, that will be out as well. So neither of us have actually watched it in its entirety, unless you have a magic way of watching it that I'm unaware of, which I'll be really mad if you haven't shared. From what we've seen and his interviews with ABC in 2020 and such, he's really taking the angle of, you know, I screwed up, I have regrets, but I was basically a victim too. And I'm just paraphrasing here, that's the angle he's going with. And we saw in the other documentary that was out not that long ago about Ruby Frankie, with other people talking about the coercive control that Jody Hildebrand had over people, not just Kevin Frankie and Ruby Frankie, but other couples that really, they weren't in the press. They were just, you know, people that he ended up, or she ended up destroying the lives of. And we heard from one gentleman who very much had a lot of empathy for Kevin Frankie, because he felt he was in that same place at once too, thinking he was doing the right thing. Kevin does say in this new doc that, look, I was following the advice of my wife. I was following the advice of the church, who then gave us this counselor saying that this is, you know, who you need to go to, and thinking that I'm going down the right path. Those are all things that if you're in a blind faith type lifestyle, if you will, all kind of add up. And it makes sense as to why he went down that path to a certain extent. Obviously, he wasn't there when Jody and things went to the extent that it did with the children, but he was willingly far away, choosing to not participate in his kids' lives. And he's got a lot of kids. That seems a little bit odd to just be like, okay, cool, you go do whatever you want in the name of Jody and God and my wife wanting to do whatever.
Incredibly odd. And it goes against, as a parent myself, goes against everything I would be feeling, that to leave my family for a year, that somehow this is the right thing to do. But it does show the degree of control that the church, as well as Jody, had over his way of thinking and perceiving.
And that's real scary to think how deep that is. Is there legitimacy to it? I mean, is this, he's never been charged with anything. I don't know that he will be charged with anything, although who knows after these docs come out what goes on after that. And you know, these kids do need a parent. So honestly, thankfully, yeah. So hopefully he can just, like he has, admitted his mistakes to a certain extent, but I think there's some more realization that needs to take place there. But those kids need a parent. You know, Ruby's never going to be there, so hopefully he can now be the dad he should have been all along.
Yeah.
But should there be more accountability here? I mean, that's the biggest thing. Should there, will there, you know, should there in the eyes of who, actually? What's going to be the best outcome, you know, for everybody, for these kids? Should this guy be facing some sort of punishment for, I mean, essentially abandoning his kids at the request of his wife and who the church put up on a pedestal saying, listen to her.
Yeah. My guess is that legally there will probably not be anything that happens to him at this point. And morally, can we look at it? He's suffering a lot right now because of the natural and logical consequences of having this whole thing happen. But I think he still may have some personal growth to do with seeing that once you become a parent, you need to put your kids first, and that means being in tune with them, paying attention to them, understanding enough about their developmental needs that you never go along with withholding food from them. You never leave them for a year and detach because some religious figure tells you that's the right thing to do. And, you know, he's got to live with this somehow. And it very well may be that the story he's telling himself that allows him to move forward in life and to try to grow and change is that he really was not culpable, or was not as culpable as perhaps the rest of us would see him being.
He seems to blame the internet a lot. That seems to be the biggest argument that he's making. It's not even so much Jody, it's not so much his wife, it's this internet. It's the internet and the blog and the 8 passengers and all of the influential people that were followers of them and all the comments that they made, and how that is the part that tore this apart. I think he's missing the boat.
Yes.
If he's sitting there, because that seems to be the hill he's dying on right now in the public. And it's like, dude, just shut up. just be quiet. Go be there with your kids. You are still not seeing reality on reality's terms is really what I feel is still going on. And understandably so. I mean, all this stuff went down not that long ago. It's going to take him, I think, years to progress out of this. Let's talk about that first, and I want to talk about the internet and his path there. I mean, how long would it, you know, could it take for someone like this, who's basically been brainwashed to a certain extent under this sort of, you know, guise of control, and being a willing participant to that control, and now having it all in front of him going, oh, this isn't what I thought it was. How long does that take for someone to kind of, to lift themselves out?
I think he'll be unpacking this for the rest of his life and hopefully coming to greater insight about the way he was raised. And, you know, I'm still unpacking things from 40 years ago, bad decisions that I made. And why did I do this? Why was I in that relationship? And I find with every year, I'm seeing more and seeing, you know, what was I responsible for? What just kind of was my upbringing and what set me up for it and gaining new insights? So, yeah, I think at this point it's still fresh and it's going to take a long time for him to really get it.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. You just made it through an episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Congrats on surviving the ads. Want to skip them completely next time?
What is that?
Join the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts. Ad-free episodes, exclusive early access, and no interruptions. Just pure crime storytelling. Try it free for 3 days. Don't wait.
Bitchin' stuff. Dude.
Hit subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and get ahead of the mystery.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.